too am going to support this. I'm not saying I'm for a tax increase.
I've got to go back and face one of the most conservative districts in this county and tell them why I voted to raise taxes. And I'm going to tell them this. I did it for the children, you know?
Well, right now, we don't have any other choice, I believe, other than do what's best for our students. And if we're not man enough to do that right now, then we probably shouldn't be in this position.
I've had the emails, I've had the phone calls, I've had the text messages, people saying, cut the fat. There is no fat.
There is no fat. According to school board member Paul Fetzko, before that, you had Tom Harrell and David Williams and Carissa Bergosh, four of the board members who voted for the half mil capital outlay tax increase, the half mil, and then Kevin Adams voted against it. Joining us now, someone who has thoughts on the matter, as you all well know, it's been widely reported, Michelle Salzman, our great state representative from District 1. That's the northern, I don't know, three quarters or so of Escambia County and some below the I-10 line as well, including me. I live in her district. Michelle, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So you had some thoughts about this school district increasing the millage, increasing property taxes in an environment where the governor is basically almost promising, but at least, you know, hoping to get rid of property taxes. What your thoughts?
Yeah. I have a lot of thoughts. My first thought is, hello? Are you in the society that everybody else is in? Do you listen to your neighbors? Are you watching the news? Are you listening to the messaging? I mean, first of all, I love our elected officials, all of them. I stay out of the local business. People call me all the time. I need you to go do this to them and go do this to this commissioner and this and that. You need to call the I mean, it's always, people are always asking me to put my nose where it doesn't belong. And because it doesn't belong there. I mean, truthfully,
right.
We're all constitutional officers. They all deserve the respect. I mean, they have that title. They earned it. And the people put them there. So, but this case is different. It's totally different. Why is it different, Andrew? Because this has been the point of contention, the number one topic for the state of Florida. And even President Trump has talked about how can he do that at the national level. We are all talking about either greatly decreasing property taxes or getting rid of them altogether.
Right.
I mean, it's literally, we're fighting over it. The governor's fighting because we're not doing it fast enough. And the people are mad because they don't know if we're really going to do it. And I mean, it's always, I was just at, during the time when they made the vote, I was down south at a Republican Party of Florida quarterly meeting, and we had Susie Wiles and all of the, everybody was there, and everybody was talking about property tax reduction or getting rid of it. I'm on the stage, and the number one thing they're telling me is, you better keep your word and lower property taxes. I come off the stage, and I'm standing in the back room, in the green room, with all of my friends, and we're all talking about it, and then I'm just scrolling on Twitter, and then I see North Escambia's article, Escambia County School Board votes to increase property taxes. I just turned it around, and I just showed it to Blaze. And James, and I was like, I told you.
Blaze and Goldie and James Uthmeyer, just for reference. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I told you they lost their mind, and Blaze was like, hold my beer, bro. So then Blaze retweets it, and he says something, and I was like, oh, man, now I have to, I can't not say something, because now it's got hundreds of retweets. Everybody's jumping all over it, and it almost looks like I'm complacent. So I just did a Facebook status because I didn't want to be all official about it. But at the same time, if the people wanted to know, what does Michelle think about, Blaze's tweet? What does Michelle think about the property tax increase? I needed them to know where I stood on it. And so, and having those conversations in the back in the green room, truthfully, most of the magic happens in a few minutes in Tallahassee. You know, you do a lot of massaging and working on topics, but there's usually a crescendo somewhere where everybody's sitting together and somebody says, I'm going to do it. And then that's the end of it. We're all doing it. And we were just back there talking about the different things. You know, our school district has two special taxes that most school districts don't even have one of. So So while every school district in Florida is experiencing this decrease in enrollment,
right,
every district in Florida doesn't have the Children's Trust to supplement some of these soft dollars, like for mental health and things like that, or for the community school. And they certainly don't have the half-penny sales tax that's actually used for infrastructure only. So you have your one district of, I don't even know of, but a couple in the state that have this special tax for your infrastructure.
And yeah, it was just a handful of them. And I know the school board made a big deal out of everybody's got a 1.5 mil except for the counties that can't do it. And we're raising it back to what it used to be. But also those counties don't have the local option sales tax, right? So, you know,
they don't.
You want both of those and the Escambia Children's Trust tax, which is, of course, something we voted on, but that's another tax as well, as you say, indirect, that's this whole thing. You know, I hate property taxes. I mean, philosophically, I hate them. I hate paying them. Just all of it. I would much rather pay in other ways. But sometimes I even have the limitation for me is I can too easily see everybody's point of view. And so it gets me sometimes where I don't have that instinctive, oh my God, kind of reaction the way you did. But your reaction was not only just, oh my God, Blaze and, you know, James Uthmeyer, did you see this? But now you're calling for a DOGE investigation in Florida of Escambia County, not just for this, but in general, right?
Let's go. So I had a couple of commissioners come to me and say, I'd love to see this happen. And, you know, I was like, oh, really? Okay. Well, I'll make sure that we're in the line. And, you know, Blaze and I have been friends since the moment I was elected, I ran into him and he was high energy, very much unpolished and, just a bulldog. And I'm like, I see this guy moving around and he's a leader in the house. But I'm like, that guy, I like his moxie. He's like me. And my husband loved him. He was following him on Twitter already and just loved how he was responding to things. And I needed a bill moved or something, and I had to go see him. And I walked right in his office, and I demanded he put it on agenda. And he just starts laughing. He said, I don't think I've ever had any freshman member just walk in my office and tell me what to do. And I said, well, are you putting it on agenda? He goes, well, yeah, I'm going to put it on agenda. I love this, you know. So, and that was the moment we just became good friends. And so it's normal for us to talk regular. We run a lot of bills together. My term limits bill was with him. Social media with minors. There's a lot of bills that are really heavy lifts that he and I usually do together. And so we've every year we've done a lot of things. We stay in touch throughout the break. And I mean, we work well together. So whenever I got a couple of people and a lot of local people saying DOGE Pensacola, I told them, I said, add Pensacola to the list. Let's go. And that was the end of it. This was weeks ago. He said, Michelle, when I did that, he said, Michelle, we have several counties that have to be done first that actually have fraud, waste, and abuse. Because I told them, I don't think anybody's doing anything they need to go to jail for. Like, it's not like that. We just would love to have a second eye to do some, you know, what can we be more efficient on? Where can we create some process efficiencies, remove duplicate stuff, things like that? And so he said, Michelle, I'll add it to the list, but I've got some stuff that's really, like, pressing. And I said, well, of course, I believe that. You do your thing. You'll be by eventually, right? And then fast forward, I'm at this event, and we're all together. So I had already said, add it to the list, and then I did that. I was like, and then Blaze is talking, and I said, I told you you should come on out. I think you'd have a good time. And, you know, talking to James, I said, James, come on out. Let's go. I mean, I think that we could potentially find something somewhere. We're the oldest settlement in America. There's got to be something that we can be doing better with an outside eye.
Right.
So anyway, I mean, I just talk to these guys regularly. We're always pinging things off of each other. And I've done, that's why I travel all the time, Andrew. I was in Orlando yesterday with three different people on environment and wastewater pollution and the oyster estuary stuff, like what we did here.
Right, it was good stuff.
Just learning and, yeah. So I'm always traveling, always having to raise money, always having to travel. But it's because the more I am around these people, number one, if I call them, they take the call.
Right, it's influence, of course. It's relationship, which is how politics works.
Exactly.
That's the whole point. You want them to pick up the phone. You want them to talk to you. You want them to hear you out. Hey, just a quick question on the tax thing. I think if you really boil it down, I think the reason you objected to the tax increase, aside from that we already have the lost, aside from we already have the Escambia Children's Trust, is if you have a 10% decline in enrollment and your answer is raise the price, which is kind of my take last week, you have the same thought is how can you not look for things to shuffle, reorient, you know, downsize? If you're only going to be using 90% of the kids, you know, servicing 90% of the kids, you can't say you got to have 100% of the facilities and the staff and everything else, right?
Exactly. I mean, and I am not telling them how to run the school district. That's why I stay out of their swim lane. I really have a lot of respect for them. And most importantly,
which, by the way, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but just so people don't forget, you used to be the head of the PTA here in Escambia County. I mean, this is not you just talking out of your butt. This is like, you know,
I've been on every committee.
Right.
Yes, I know all this. I mean, I don't know all of it, but I know about a little bit enough. I know enough about it to know there's ways to fix the problem. If I go down to the Hall Center, there will be empty offices. So why do we need the Hall Center and the Bid Center? Like, why do we need all of this stuff? And I'm not saying those are the things to get rid of. These are questions that the community is asking, too. What is happening? If you did not have the option to raise the tax, what would you do?
Right. If you just couldn't do this, what would you do? Right.
Because I'm pretty sure I'm going to change the – I mean, I'm about to the point where I'm just going to do that amendment specifically that says school boards cannot raise taxes ever again. We're going to have some pretty heavy constitutional amendments. We are going to come at this very fiercely and boldly. The only reason why we didn't file anything last year is because, as I said on stage to over 1,000 of our – I mean, all over the world, all over the nation, people in the audience just a couple of days ago – we're walking this slowly because there is no way in God's creation Michelle Salzman is going to vote for a tax increase, you know, because I made a mistake and voted for tax decreases and wasn't thinking through it. So we got to fund public safety. We have to fund infrastructure. We have to fund education. But we don't have to just keep inflating a balloon because the balloon, you know, wants to get bigger. And I mean, like I said, I have the utmost respect and love for all of our electeds here. And this is not personal, but when this has been literally what we created a special committee in the Florida legislature to investigate this. They are meeting over the summer. Like, this is a serious thing. When the governor, when the president of the United States, whenever your state legislature, the people that sign your purse strings, the people that are hold the purse strings that sign your checks are saying, we need you to reduce property taxes or we're coming for it. We will change the Constitution if we have to fix this crap. And that's why they're going around all over the state trying to find these inefficiencies. That's what Representative Andrade and all the other chairs of the Appropriations Committees did, too. They went through, they combed through the budget. They said, how can we reduce government waste in the state of Florida? Which is why one of the main reasons why session went so long.
Hey, Michelle.
We actually tried to doze. Yes.
I want to get one last thing in here before we let you go because we're almost totally out of time. And I mean, I love your passion. You know that. We're good friends. But I want to give you kudos because you just did something that not many people do. You went through Florida State University's Master's in Applied American Politics and Policy Program, the MAAP.
Just say map.
All right. This is a pretty advanced thing that you did. It took several years to do it. And, I mean, you did it with one A minus out of all your coursework and everything else was A's?
Yeah, when I got the A minus, I was like, it's no big deal. And then as I kept going and I kept getting all A's, I was like,
dang it.
Man, I should have talked to the professor. I should have tried to get that grade up. But I took it very seriously, Andrew. I drove to and from Tallahassee twice a week to go to class. I only had one virtual class because they really want you in person.
Applied
politics and policy means you need to be able to apply it. So you should be around other people because politics is people.
Right.
So you have to be in person and really engage in all the different events. But I'm going to tell you, Andrew, it's going to be one of the most honored moments of my lifetime. And it's, I say that so sincerely. I mean, I got to help so many young kids get jobs, get interviews. I did letters of recommendation. I sent them to places in the Capitol that had openings and, you know, just, and they taught me a lot too, Andrew. These kids were so brilliant and just so driven. I don't care what party they are. We had Democrats and Republicans, and all the things were in all the rooms. And you know that because this is politics, so you have to talk about your stance on policy quite frequently. But honor of a lifetime, sincerely, I'm just so humbled that.
And I think it's a great capstone. I mean, your whole life, when I think about the trajectory of your life and all the things that you've done from, back in the Army and single mom and all of that and everything in between, it's impressive. It really is. Hey, Michelle, we got to let you go, but thank you so much for calling in early. I appreciate
Absolutely.
It. And thanks for being a voice on some of this stuff and spending some time with us this morning. I always appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Oh, and
Absolutely.
By the way, thank you for filling in for me when I was gone. You did a great job, you and Jennifer. It was
back
excellent.
To Florida.
I've been using that all the time. I've been using that clip. I play you all the time. Michelle Salzman, our state representative for District 1. As always, Michelle, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Absolutely.